The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, it is circus time in Washington, D.C. It's sad. I mean, it really is. It's what's going on is sad. And it does remind me in many ways of what happened with Bill Clinton when he was impeached, but it was just the other way around. The Republicans back then were saying almost exactly what the Democrats are saying today, and the Democrats back then are saying almost exactly what the Republicans are saying today. It is like deja vu all over again. And I think it's going to have the same result. Hey, what do I know? I'm not an expert on anything. But if I were to make a prediction, I think Trump will be impeached. Now, please, most of you know that just because he's impeached does not mean he leaves office. That is just a formal accusation from the House of Representatives. Then those accusations go to the Senate for a trial. And then the Senate has to find the president guilty before he would be removed from office. It's exactly what happened with Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was impeached. Now, Richard Nixon was not. Impeachment proceedings were in the works, but he resigned before he... Richard Nixon was never impeached. He resigned. But Bill Clinton was impeached by the House of Representatives because the Republicans had control of the House, just like the Democrats have control of the House today. It went to the Senate, and he was not found guilty in the Senate, and so it went away. And Bill Clinton became more popular than ever before. And the next election, the Republicans won in a landslide. I have a feeling that's what's going to happen this time. I think there's a very good chance that Donald Trump will be impeached. It is going to rip America apart. It's going to be incredibly divisive. And the Democrats don't care. They just want to get rid of Trump. They want to reverse the last election. And to be really honest, that's what a lot of the Republicans want to do with Bill Clinton. So if I were to guess, I think there's a very good chance that Donald Trump will be impeached. Are there grounds for impeachment? No. I can read. I have at least half a brain. I have a tiny bit of intelligence. I have read all of the transcript of the phone call in question. And now we have the whistleblowers report. Yeah, and I read it too. All of it. And it's, what, 8 pages long, 9 pages? I think it's 9 pages long, the whistleblower complaint. And I've read it. Does it rise to impeachment? Not even close. Not, it's all hearsay. I heard, someone told me, several people told me, and I'm concerned. Nothing, not one single thing that is firsthand. It's all secondhand, thirdhand, hearsay, and so forth. I do not believe the president would be found guilty in the Senate. I honestly don't. I don't think that would happen. And I think this is going to help Donald Trump in the 2020 election just like it helped Bill Clinton in the next presidential election. I think, but who knows? All right, now, the whistleblower thing. And again, I'm not an expert on anything. I am not a political consultant. I'm just going to give you my opinion. It is dated August 12th, and it is addressed to the Honorable Richard Burr, Chairman, Select Committee on Intelligence, United States Senate, and the Honorable Adam Schiff, Chairman, the Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, United States House of Representatives. Now, this is where the bizarro nature of this thing begins. This letter, as far as I know, was this whistleblower report, this accusation, was delivered to Adam Schiff on August 12th. This is now September 26th. Okay? And yet, as early as yesterday, Adam Schiff was pounding the table, screaming and yelling, "We got to find out what the whistleblower says. It's got to be released." I'm looking at the whistleblower complaint, and it's addressed to the Honorable Adam Schiff on August 12th. And it begins, "Dear Chairman Burr and Chairman Schiff, I am reporting an urgent concern in accordance with the procedures outlined in 50 U.S.C. Paragraph 3033K5A. The letter is unclassified when separated from the attachments," and so on and so forth. "In the course of my official duties, I have received information from multiple U.S. government officials that the President of the United States is using the power of his office to solicit interference from a foreign country in the 2020 U.S. election." And then the 8 pages of charges begin. The first subpoint: over the past 4 months, more than a half dozen, that would be 7, more than a half dozen U.S. officials have informed me of various facts related to this effort. The information provided herein was relayed to me in the course of official interagency business," blah, 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 blah. And then the whistleblower says, and I quote, "I was not a direct witness to most of the events described." That's on the first page of this whistleblower complaint. The whistleblower says, "This is all hearsay. I didn't see, hear, or witness any of this firsthand." But they go on. "However, I found my colleagues' accounts of these events," listen to this carefully, to be credible because in almost all cases, multiple officials recounted fact patterns that were consistent with one another. Not facts that were consistent, not the same facts, not the same story, not the same events, but patterns that were consistent. So in other words, all of these people that supposedly talked to this whistleblower had a different fact, a different situation, a different illustration, but they were all part of a pattern. Really? "In addition, a variety of information consistent with these private accounts has been reported publicly." Well, if these things were public, why hasn't someone brought... anyway, kind of the gist of it is all of these people, more than a half dozen in one case, then another place says there were more than a dozen that were involved in this and more than a dozen this. There were all of these people who knew all this stuff about the president. He was violating security concerns, and he was trying to manipulate a foreign government. None of them have come forward. None of them have reported it. None of them have reported it to the Senate or to their superiors. Just this one whistleblower who heard about it from a person who heard about it from a person who heard about it. And then it just goes on and on and on. Number one was the 25 July presidential phone call. Now, this whistleblower complaint was filed on August 12th. The whistleblower did not see the transcript. The whistleblower did not have a transcript of the call back in August 12th, because the transcript wasn't released until yesterday. And yet, this whistleblower reached all 8 pages of conclusions because of hearsay, not because of actual firsthand knowledge of the phone call or the transcript itself. It's amazing. It is amazing. All right, I got to take a break. When we come back, I'll spend just a little bit more time on this, then we're going to move on, you know, because the talking heads on TV, this is all you're going to hear about for the next 6 months. You're going to get so tired of it, and I will too, but I'll read a little bit more of the whistleblower complaint, make a few more comments, and then we'll move on, all right? We'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, we're talking the whole impeachment thing and the phone call to Ukraine and the whistleblower report. And before I go any further, you folks are LTDs, okay? You listen, you think, you discern. To anyone who is an LTD, you should see a pattern here. From the day Donald Trump was elected, we have heard impeachment. And I mean that. From the very day he was elected, we have heard the word impeachment over and over and over and over again. And the drumbeat has gotten louder and louder and louder. At first, it was Russia, 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 Russia. We're going to impeach the president because he's a foreign agent. He works for the Russians. Russian collusion. And, oh, just wait till the Mueller report comes out. Oh, you just wait. It's going to come out. And we're going to impeach Donald Trump because he is evil. Russia, 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 Russia. And then the Mueller report came out. Nothing. No collusion. When was the last time you heard anything about the Mueller report? Do you remember the drumbeat of the Mueller report before it came out? That's all you heard. Mainstream media, all the Democrats, Mueller, 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 Russia, 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 Russia. Then it came out, and there was nothing there. And then immediately there was a pivot. And what was the next thing? Race, 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 race. He's a racist, he's a racist, he's a racist. He's a white supremacist. He runs around with white supremacists. He's a racist. He hates minorities. He hates black. He hates Hispanics. He's a racist. And we're going to impeach him because we're not going to have a president that's a racist. Racist, 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 racist. Everything he did, everything he said, every place he visited, he was a racist, he was a racist, he was a racist. This story would come out. Well, that proves he's a racist. And then there'd be this story. That proves he's a racist. And then this story. And that proves he's a racist. And that went away because there's no proof that he's a racist. And when was the last time you heard anything about the racist thing? And then the phone call. And now it's Ukraine, 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 Ukraine. We're going to impeach him because he's a foreign agent and he's going to destroy a country and he's destroying our security. And he was trying to get a foreign government to, you know, Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. Phone call, whistleblower, whistleblower. Have you seen a pattern? Except this time, I think they're going to try to make it stick. And as I said before, I think there's a very good chance that they will impeach him, but he will not be found guilty in the Senate. And there's a very good chance this will be the greatest thing that happened to Donald Trump and could cause his reelection. All right, back to the whistleblower report, because this is the latest. Before it was the phone call, the phone call, the phone call, the phone call, the phone call. Then we got the transcript of the phone call. Oh, well, not much there. But wait till we get the whistleblower report. And now we got the whistleblower report because it has been declassified. And it's hearsay. I'm looking at it. I've got it in front of me. I have the entire whistleblower complaint in front of me. And I'm on page 2 now. Big headline, the 25 July presidential phone call. Now, remember, this was written on August 12th. The whistleblower, whoever this person is, male, female, we don't know, whoever the whistleblower is, does not have firsthand knowledge of the phone call and does not have the transcript. And yet, listen to this. Early in the morning of 25 July, the president spoke by telephone with Ukrainian President Zelensky. I do not know which side initiated the call. This was the first publicly acknowledged call between the two leaders since a brief congratulatory call after Mr. Zelensky won the presidency on 21 April. Multiple White House officials with direct knowledge of the call informed me that after an initial exchange of pleasantries, the president used the remainder of the call to advance his personal interests. Okay. I don't care who you are or how you interpret the phone call. You cannot read the transcript and come to that conclusion. The whole Biden thing takes up one sentence out of a lengthy phone call. The Biden thing is one sentence. And then there's the hacking into the DNC servers, and there's a lot of discussion about corruption in both governments and draining the swamp and so on and so forth. But the whistleblower, on page 2 of an 8-page document, makes an absolutely incorrect statement about the phone call. Absolutely, totally incorrect. How then, if the major complaint by the whistleblower is found to be false, how can we give credibility to anything else? Quote, namely, he sought to pressure the Ukrainian leader to take actions to help the president's 2020 election bid. And there's no proof of that at all. The Democrats are reading between the lines and trying to put words in the president's mouth. And if you really use your wild imagination, you could come to that conclusion again if you use your wild imagination. But if you read the transcript literally, there's no way. So two statements on page 2 about the phone conversation are totally untrue. So usually if a witness is on the stand and the attorney, whether it's defense or prosecution, can blow holes in the very foundation of the witness's testimony, anything else and everything else the person says on the witness stand is basically who cares? And then it goes on again for 8 pages. And let me jump to page 3. Based on my understanding, there were approximately a dozen White House officials who listened to the call. How come none of them have filed complaints or come forward? And then the whistleblower says, I do not know whether anyone was physically present with the president during the call. So there's all these people who listened in, and yet no one can find anybody to corroborate what this whistleblower is saying on hearsay. None of the people with firsthand knowledge of the phone call are willing to come forward or have come forward. I think it is much ado about nothing. But the Democrats, they are now grasping at straws big time.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.